This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back. Hour number two here at Realside Radio. Joe Messina is not in the chair. It's Whiskey Dave here tonight, sitting in as I do occasionally. Hello, good folks at the Realside. It is always, always a pleasure being with you, usually on Wednesday nights. Occasionally, it's a Tuesday or Thursday, as it's been the last couple of weeks, but it is good being with you tonight, no matter where you are across the fruited plain. And if you are on the southern border of our fruited plain, you may have heard Elon Musk ask a very interesting question. I don't know if they discussed it down there in Arizona, Southern California, Texas, New Mexico, the border with Mexico. But Elon Musk asked the question, why do so many American politicians from both parties care 100 times more about the Ukraine border than the USA border? Elon is asking the question that most people are asking. Why is it that the politicians, the uniparty politicians, are so focused on Ukraine, and that literally hundreds and hundreds of billions, it's going to be trillions, when this is all said and done, we're already there, money that is funneling into Ukraine, much of it has gone to corruption. Much of it is missing. Much of it isn't getting to the victims. And yet our borders are so wide open. We have a mass invasion of a country that is, in effect, an act of war. But this administration, with its abandonment of border control, is outright, in my mind, an act of treason. It is absolutely stunning. They did not want to give Donald Trump $2 billion for the wall. They pulled it back and they sold everything off as soon as Trump left office. Well, guess what, folks? New York City is now spending $12 billion to put those migrants in hotels. I mean, talk about short-sightedness. And it has gotten so bad, it has gotten so bad, that even the Biden administration has now just come out with an astounding admission. This is breaking news tonight. The Biden administration has just stated that there is an immediate, quote-unquote, immediate need to waive regulations and build a border wall as the migrant crisis spirals out of control. This is incredible. Remember, that used to be racist. Oh, my God, they're so racist. But now the Biden administration is saying that they need a border wall immediately because the migrant crisis is out of control. Mayorkas said in an announcement, There is presently an acute and immediate need to construct physical barriers and roads in the vicinity of the border of the United States in order to prevent unlawful entries into the United States in the project areas pursuant to Sections 102A and 102B of the Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act of 1996. Gee, really? Maybe they have taken a look at their absolute ineptitude and how that's resulted in a stampede of an immigrant crush that's now impacting sanctuary cities, and they're getting pressure from New York and Washington, D.C. mayors. They didn't care when these immigrants were just in Texas and Arizona. But Governor Abbott and Governor Ron DeSantis, by busing illegal immigrants into the quote-unquote sanctuary cities, looks like it actually may be working. They're starting to realize enough is enough. Meanwhile, the money that they need to invest into the border is just a fraction of what they're sending over to Ukraine. And they also starting to realize in an election year that we really have just, we're in now, let's be honest. The primaries are just a few months away at this point. That this is a major weakness for them. Remember what it was Donald Trump said. People who want their immigration laws enforced and their border secured are not racists. They're patriotic Americans of all backgrounds, many of them legal immigrants themselves, I being one of them. And they want their jobs and their families protected. Donald Trump said this. He was absolutely correct. So the question is, what is this new Republican House going to do about it? They are the ones that need to implement border policy that this president will be forced to either support or veto for the record. We got a lot more coming up here, folks. We've got hour number two here. Whiskey Dave here in the chair. 855-REAL-JOE if you want to chime in. 855-732-5563. Let us know your thoughts. We'll be right back after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Welcome back. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina. Joe, we'll be back tomorrow night. You can find all good stuff for Joe over at therealside.com. And you can also join the show tonight at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm going to be talking more tonight about the Speaker of the House debacle, in my mind. I think that's what it was. The way that it was handled, we can definitely debate about Kevin McCarthy and how effective he was as a leader, as we did in the last hour with James Bradley. But one of the things that I've really noticed here is in the past 24 hours, there have been a lot of conservative heroes, people that have been pioneers and pillars, if you will, of the conservative movement that have been really, really roasted by a lot of conservatives, many of them Donald Trump supporters, and Mark Levin is one of them. who is also happens to be a Trump supporter. But his tweet last night, yesterday, my goodness, holy cow, talk about divisions now within the conservative movement. I'm going to read you his tweet. It is Mark Levin, so it is a little bit lengthy here. And then what some of the reactions have been here. And I'd love to hear your thoughts as well on this as we go through 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Mark Levin, let's cut to the chase. Gates is a POS demagogue who repeatedly lied, by the way, piece of S, demagogue, who repeatedly lied during the House floor debate yesterday, and then, of course, simultaneously was fundraising and collecting email lists on behalf of the people. He insisted that the House failed to bring up 12 separate appropriations bills. The fact is, they could not get them out of committee because Democrats wanted to spend a great deal more, which would have blown up the budget further, and conservatives opposed the bills. It had nothing to do with a refusal by McCarthy to oppose regular order. McCarthy refused to go along with a CR, continuing resolution, that essentially adopted the Senate omnibus spending agreed to, yet again, by McConnell and Schumer. Yet Gates kept insisting otherwise. Gates said he's sick and tired of deficit spending and pointed to the $33 trillion debt. I know of few conservatives who disagree. But what has he done about it? He didn't go to the House floor, certainly not on a regular and sustained basis, and hammer away on the outrageous massive spending for COVID funds, which were used for every imaginable purpose other than COVID, and drove the debt through the roof. Gates demanded that the former speaker intervene in his ethics investigation and kill it, and despite text messages to the contrary, denied it. During his ramblings yesterday, Gates blamed House Republicans, who passed the most aggressive bill to secure the border from the ongoing invasion orchestrated by Biden and the Democrats, for not securing the border. And the worst, to me, is Gates working with the Marxists in the Democrat Party, who are literally destroying our country politically, culturally, and every other way, then denying it while accusing the former speaker of being the Democrats' speaker, trashing Jim Jordan and Jamie Comer's investigations, accusing Chip Roy of being a rhino, and not uttering one word against Hakeem Jeffries, AOC, or the rest of the reprobates. At the same time, he was frantically fundraising off his anarchy on behalf of the people and the Republic, of course, positioning himself as the David taking on Goliath. Gates and the others wound up killing the greatest effort to slash domestic spending in our lifetimes, 30%, worked out with the Senate conservatives who wanted to use the House bill as leverage against McConnell, and now the Democrats control it all. This had nothing to do with saving the country, regular order, the debt, etc. This was an unprincipled, personal, political attack led by a demagogue who repeatedly lied to conservatives and the public generally, and who is the favorite Republican of the Democrat Party and their media. Again, that was Mark Levin yesterday, after the House Speaker was vacated. The response has been overwhelming and overwhelmingly negative against Mark Levin. We have people now stating that Mark Levin pretends to care about fighting the swamp, but you're supporting one of the biggest swamp creatures in Washington, D.C., being Kevin McCarthy. Others are saying Mark's changed, and not for the better. There was a time he would have applauded for Matt Gaetz and not for McCarthy. Or has he been this way the whole time, and we didn't see it until now? And others have said, look how many words you just used to defend the Uniparty, not Republican voters.
Is Mark Levin 100% uniparty? Is he absolutely 100% in with GOPE? I don't think so. I mean, this is just my opinion. I think he sees things in a very pragmatic, and as I use the words the last hour, an organizational structure needs to have somebody that can deal with Democrats. This is a bicameral House. This isn't a uniparty. This isn't one party. It's not supposed to be. And you need small wins, little wins, whether it's the border crisis, whether it's the debt and the economy in Ukraine. I mean, after all, the entire CR over the weekend that was going to shut down the government was based upon the fact that the Democrats wanted aid to Ukraine to be included in the budget, and the Republicans wanted it taken out, and it was taken out. Now, I'm not here defending Kevin McCarthy. Do I think he's perfect? No. But I think the enemy of good is perfect. And there are a lot of people on the right now that feel like that they have won the battle, but there are a lot more people out there that are worried that we have lost the war. I am not sure how anyone who claims to be a conservative can say what happened yesterday was ultimately a good thing. Now, let's talk next week after the House decides on who is going to be their speaker. If it's going to be a Jim Jordan, and Jim Jordan understands what needs to be done, then maybe it was a good thing. I think the jury's out from a conservative point of view. But the infighting within the Republican, conservative, libertarian, right of center, whatever you want to call it, America First right now, is just downright ugly. We'll be back here after the break. You have any thoughts? 855-732-5563. We'll talk after the commercials and news here at Real Side Radio.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The hunt is underway for a new Speaker of the House. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana announced their bids today. Additionally, Oklahoma Congressman Kevin Hearn is a potential contender. Starbucks is closing 7 locations in downtown San Francisco with no specific reason.
The company is closing stores in the Financial District, SoMa, and the Union Square areas on October 22nd. On Monday, Jessica Borton, the company's regional vice president for Northern California, said the closures come after evaluating the company's store portfolio, which it does every year.
It's Deanna Kodiak. Former President Trump was in New York City for day 3 of his civil fraud trial. Trump is accused by New York Attorney General Letitia James of inflating his net worth. The AG is seeking $250 million in fines and a ban on Trump's company doing business in New York. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina. Joe will be back again tomorrow night here at the Realside Radio. Realside Radio, joemessina.com is where you can find all the action. And you can also give us a phone call over the next 90 minutes. Lines will be open. We're going to be talking about all these issues. There are so many. I've got stacks here. Stacks, folks. Stacks! 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. Listen, I finished the last segment talking about Mark Levin. Mark Levin is taking a huge amount of heat, especially online, because of the perspective that he's taken over this this vacating of the Speaker of the House yesterday, which shocked everybody. Nobody saw that coming. And I'll say this, okay? And I'm not trying to ride the middle rail here. I believe if you step in the middle, you're going to get hit from both sides. I'm not suggesting that Representative Matt Gaetz is 100% wrong on this. I'm not suggesting that he doesn't have valid points. My question was this the most effective approach to get things done? After all, I mean, let's be realistic here. What next? I mean, you don't commit yourself to something until you know what the results are going to be. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Are you going to get on a roller coaster unless you know that you're going to eventually be able to get off? I think we are living in a very, very tough period right now. This isn't just normal politics as usual. This is a time when you have such feverish anger towards the establishment politicians on both sides. You have so much anger towards Trump. You have so much anger towards Biden. You have so much anger towards the Republicans and the Democrats from the far left to the far right. And we as a country are literally in a metaphorical civil war at this point. Gaetz might have gone too far, or he may have done it too soon. The government has to function. And much as I think Mark Levin has certainly some very valid points, and I agree with almost everything that he said. And I like Mark Levin. I respect him. I've met him. I've spoken with him at CPACs and other events over the years. He's taller than you'd think, by the way, in person. The United States has always been, as long as I've understood history, a center-right country. It has always been a little bit more conservative than it is liberal. Our good friend Ken Emmons has been on the show here many times with me over the years that I've been doing this with Joe, as well as my own shows on Whiskey Politics and the like. And I've mentioned this many times. The 80% majority that he wrote the book about is absolutely correct. You've got the 10% on the extremes. You've got your AOCs on the squad on the left, and you've got the Matt Gaetzes and some members of the Freedom Caucus on the right. And then you've got the 40% to the right of center and the 40% to the left of center. And you have to govern accordingly. The 80% majority, whether you are conservative or liberal, and by the way, liberal today, in my mind, is almost conservative. There's a difference between liberal and leftism, which we're all learning very, very quickly here over the past few years. Leftists are absolutely insane. I was watching James Carville the other day on Bill Maher's podcast, Random Club Random, I think it's called. And I listen to everybody on both sides. And I respect James Carville. I disagree with him politically. Okay? But he said leftists absolutely annoy him. He hates them. He thinks they're destroying the Democrat Party. And if you talk about liberalism, classic liberalism, we all can say, yes, that's in the vein of a JFK, who, by the way, lowered taxes and increased our defense. But now we are looking at a situation here where the United States is now split down partisan lines, and it is no longer moderate right of centers that are running things. You now have the far left, and you now have the far right. And what was that old Steelers Wheel song back in the 60s? And here I am stuck in the middle with you. Was it the early 70s? They better elect a solid, measured Speaker of the House who can uphold the thin majority that the Republicans currently have. And they need to elect a person that can get conservative things done while still understanding that they only have 5 seats, soon to be 4 with Santos, that crazy nut job from New York. He's going to be gone. And also, by the way, folks, and I'm just going to say this. This isn't bad news. This is not the sky is falling. But we need to be absolutely 100% realistic about the next election. There's 3 major concerns if you are a conservative that you have. Number 1, let's be realistic here. Trump could very well be convicted. There are 94 indict counts against him. He only needs to lose one of them, and then he is a convicted felon. Does he serve time in jail? Unlikely. But that is the reality, and how many squishy people in the middle that don't like what's going on with the Democrats right now, they're uncomfortable with the economy, they're uncomfortable with the border, they're uncomfortable with Ukraine, but they just don't like Trump. That's number 1. Number 2, the margin of the cheat that James Bradley and I were talking about earlier. It doesn't have to be ballot boxes. It doesn't have to be mail-in voting. It doesn't have to be. It's a combination of the media, the suppression of the media, the big tech. Stopping news like they did 2 weeks before the election in 2020. Russian disinformation. And making sure that people don't get the news that they need to make an educated decision. And number 3, the third party. We now have Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who in the next several days is going to formally announce that he is going to be running as a third-party candidate. Now, I like RFK Jr. I don't believe he's right on a lot of economic issues. He's certainly not a conservative. But at the same time, I think he's right on the big issues. I think he's right on the major issues. I think he's right on Ukraine. I think he's right on pharmaceuticals and the unholy alliance that the drug companies have with our corporations and our government, who are ostensibly running the world. RFK Jr., taking a look at a lot of brains much smarter than me, it poses as a third-party candidate more of a threat to the Republicans, let's call them Trump, than Biden. I think you're going to have several parties that are going to be getting percentages of votes. You're going to have Green Party. What's his name? West. You're going to have the No Labels Party. They're talking about possibly Joe Manchin getting in. And you have so many people that are disaffected by the current state of politics that they are more inclined, as maybe I am. I'm taking a look at RFK. I'm a conservative. I haven't voted for a Democrat since 1992. And I did that as a young, dumb 20-something. Okay? And my father, I remember, in 1992, he said to me, we came from socialist London in the 1970s. He says, you'll regret it. And within months, I said, yeah, Dad, you are right. That's the last time I voted for a Democrat. I could possibly, I'm not saying I will, but I'm certainly open-minded enough right now to give RFK Jr. a look. And I know I'm not alone. So we've got some serious consternation and some worries here, folks, about 2024. We're going to talk more here after the break. Don't go away. Whiskey David here in the chair for Joe Messina at Realside Radio, 855-732-5563. We'll be right back after the break.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Welcome back, Real Side Radio, the last segment of the second hour on this beautiful Wednesday evening. I hope you guys are all having a wonderful evening no matter where you are. You know, I was talking a little bit about the speaker situation, and, you know, there are a lot of folks that are out there that are, there's a lot of hand-wringing and consternation right now. There's a lot of anger on both sides of the political aisle at each other, and now within the conservative movement as well. I was talking about Mark Levin and his previous tweet from yesterday that he set out, and he's got a lot of anger now vented towards him because we should all be together lockstep for destruction of the Republican Party. Forget about what the solution is. We're not going to present a solution. We're just going to destroy it. We're going to burn our house down so we can rebuild something, anything. Anything is going to be better. And I understand Mark Levin's perspective on this. Today he tweeted, according to Gates's perverse logic, a big thank you is owed to Hakeem Jeffries and the other Democrat Party Marxists. Should Jim Jordan or other conservative be elected the new speaker? Gates is busy on social media spinning and patting himself on the back. In fact, as I predicted on radio last night, if a conservative like Jim Jordan is elected speaker, he and the other seven and their media lapdogs will claim they deserve full credit. Actually, if you follow that logic, since Hakeem Jeffries, the Squad, and the other Democrat Party Marxists and know-nothings voted to vacate the chair, I guess they deserve the most credit for a conservative speaker. Jeffries delivered the entire Democrat Party caucus. Yet, just yesterday, Gates was attacking Jordan, too. He was attacking Chip Roy. Before that, he was attacking Byron Donalds. And the vast majority of the Freedom Caucus rejected Gates. Gun control Nancy Mace, Ken Liz Cheney Buck, and the other reprobates as well. If Jim Jordan or another conservative is elected speaker, it will be due to 210 or more Republicans electing one of them, because without the votes of the GOP caucus, there is no Republican speaker. So, you know, listen, the idea, and I understand Gates' perspective. I do. I have some of the same viewpoints. I really do believe that Gates absolutely 100% has some legitimate points. Was the answer to this to basically fire their speaker? We deserve people in Congress that do put America first. And a lot of people suggest that McCarthy wasn't doing that. I get it. And I get the palpable anger. I don't think that you need to be on one side or the other of this debate. But what I do observe here, 100% fully cognizant of the fact, is that the Dems all voted exactly the same way. They voted exactly the same way that they voted when McCarthy was nominated the first time, by the way. They know how to whip their votes. And as long as Republicans don't have a 40 or 60 seat majority, which they should have had last year, or in 2022, I should say. Right, last year. They should have had a 40 to 60 seat majority, and they barely squeaked by with a majority. We have to ask ourselves why. And what I was saying before the last break is my concerns over next year's election, not just about Donald Trump possibly being a convicted felon, and that will play out in the courts, and, you know, there's going to still be a huge number of people that support him because they're angry. They think it was, the institutions were weaponized. I get all of that. But there are enough people in the middle. Folks, let me just remind everybody, and I've said this so many times, Donald Trump won 2016 by 50,000 votes across a few states. He lost 2020 by 40,000 votes across a few states. The margins are so, it's smaller than a football game that you watched on any given Sunday. When you see a stadium, that is the difference in the national election across four or five states. You only need to lose 10, 20, 30, 40,000 votes because you're uncomfortable, because you're squishy, because you're saying, oh, you know, Donald Trump is a convicted felon now, whatever it's going to be. Or more importantly, the abortion issue. There have been 11 special elections since Roe v. Wade was overturned. And these special elections, many of them, Republicans should have won handedly, and they didn't. They didn't. How did Democrats run in those special elections? They ran on abortion. They ran on, quote unquote, women's health rights. Don't think for a moment that the Democrats are not going to nationalize that throughout 2024. Between that, between Trump, between the indoctrination of people saying that if you vote for Trump, you support Trump, you're racist, blah, 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 equity, inclusion, diversity, blah, 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 all the stuff that we've been dealing with. I'm not talking about losing 70 million votes. I'm talking about losing 20,000, 30,000, 40,000. Because that's the difference in that next election. It was the difference in the last two. Republicans cannot win a popular vote. Let's be honest here. Republicans are lousy with messaging. And Republicans, conservatives, haven't won a popular vote in almost 40 years. The only reason that they won, Bush won, Trump won, is because of the Electoral College. So the math is very specific. And if you do not thread the needle between Arizona and Georgia, a Wisconsin, a Pennsylvania, a Michigan, you're dead in the water. And again, each of those states could be won or lost by 5, 10, 15,000 votes. So anybody that tells me that it's okay, Trump's got MAGA, he's got America First, Americans are angry. Yes, they are. And Trump does. He has a huge following. But the country is in the toilet right now. And there are so many opportunities to get people to see that there is a different approach that America could take in 2024. And if you run as GOPE establishment, and try to talk to people about taxes and the national debt, all of which are huge issues, and I think that they should be run on, people's eyes glaze over, and then they automatically fall into the camp of, well, I've been told by everybody in my entire existence in society and culture and online and the TV shows and Facebook and Twitter and everybody else that Republicans are racist. How do you fight that with low taxes? When most people are having a really hard time making a living today. Their number one fact isn't taxes, it's affordability of homes. How are you going to buy a house? How do you go to the grocery store and find that you have to spend another $30 a week on the same goods or less? Am I about to lose my home? Am I about to lose my car? I'm living on credit cards. Credit card rates, credit card balances at the highest they've ever been. They're over $1 trillion. Car repos at the highest they've ever been. The average car payment is now $700 or higher. That's the average. And if you have the temerity to want to actually invest in your own life and build wealth and buy a house, you've got 30 to 40% less buying power than you did just 2 years ago. Those are the kitchen table issues that conservatives, Republicans, should be talking about. Talk about the border. But if we're going to be picking fights with each other because somebody is not conservative enough, the Democrats are sitting back and they are laughing. They are just eating popcorn, looking at each other going, I know we're bad, but look at these guys. And they're right. 20, 30, 40,000 votes. 20, 30, 40,000 votes. That is the difference next year's election is going to be. So how about we start focusing on the issues that most people care about, not the far right or the far left that are talking in their own echo chambers. We'll be right back after the break. Commercials and news for hour number three. Lines will be open for you. 855-732-5563. Don't go away. Real Side Radio. Be back here at joemessina.com.